Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Chad Swain. Chad, we got some strong to marginally severe thunderstorms possible today. What can you tell us about the timeline of that and what to expect?
Yeah, well, this morning it'd be mainly some scattered light showers, but by late morning into early afternoon, we'll have a larger area of showers with some thunderstorms moving in from the west, and that will continue probably through a good chunk of the mid-afternoon before tapering off. This could bring a few strong to marginally severe thunderstorms, mainly south of Indianapolis during the afternoon and maybe into the early evening if we get any additional development.
What are some of the main threats to watch out for with this?
Damaging winds, large hail, and heavy rain.
Any tornadoes possible?
It's a very low threat.
Okay. And looking at going out through the rest of this week, what do we have on tap there?
Well, it looks like most areas will be dry on Thursday, maybe in the far south in the late afternoon, maybe an isolated thunderstorm. And then on Friday, we'll have chances for showers and storms northwest of Indianapolis during the day, and then across all areas Friday night into Saturday night. And then we can have another strong storm possible Friday night, especially northwest of Indy. And we're going to see temperatures warm back up. We'll be back in the 80s on Thursday and possibly near record in the middle of 80s on Friday.
What is a record for this time of year?
Most records are usually in the upper 80s to near 90.
And how high do we have wind gusts on Friday? I heard it's supposed to be windy.
Yes, that's right. We could have winds gusting up to 35 miles per hour on Friday with that warmer air coming in.
Do you see maybe what are things looking like over the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you know, starting maybe today and throughout the rest of the week, and could that impact track activity?
It will most likely impact track activity today, especially, like I said, late morning and through the afternoon with the rain and the scattered thunderstorms. The track should be pretty good shape tomorrow with dry conditions, and probably Friday as well.
Okay. And then this weekend's supposed to be qualifying, but that looks like that's when rain's supposed to pick back up again on Saturday. Is that correct?
Right, yeah. Saturday, there's going to be rain moving in, so they may have a harder time getting the qualifying done, but Sunday looks dry for probably the good part of the day.
All right. Any advice you want to give to people about how to get ready for this weather we're supposed to be having?
Just bring your umbrella and pay attention in case a strong thunderstorm does develop and take shelter.
Any other chances of severe weather outside of today?
Friday night, there could be a strong severe storm, mainly across areas northwest of Indy.
Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just add that by Sunday when it dries out, it's going to be much colder. We'll be highs only in the 60s.
Okay, and is that going to be a trend going into next week too?
Well, it would be briefly cooler, but then we'll head back toward normal.
Good deal. Chad Swain with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Chad, thank you for the time.
You're welcome.